Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., and welcome back to another episode where we are going to be talking about all things passive revenue, growing your audience, having a different mindset about having a smaller audience, and having really big results. So let's dive right in. Again, this is going to be a shorter, jam-packed episode. If you have about 10-15 minutes, we're going to help you shift your perspective, help you shift your thought processes and mindset around your audience, your success, and passive revenue, making money when you sleep. All right, so let's dive right in, shall we? So first and foremost, I just want to give you a ton of gratitude for sitting here, for listening, for having a big open heart to being able to receive information and education and support and motivation that's going to help you transform your life, your mind, your energy, and results. Okay, so number one, I wanted to share a little bit about a conversation that I was having inside of with one of my clients inside of my program, the Course Creator College, the CEO Club. And this is my A to Z signature framework where we take you from literally A to Z, from the infancy and creation of your first online course to basically being able to have a live launch and then put it on autopilot so you can have everything that you need to make impact every day of the week. All right. So one of the conversations that we are having is one of our clients was kind of shifting gears with their perspective of their audience, right? So they wanted to start coaching and they wanted to start doing something, but the audience that they had of like 1,500 people on their current platform, they felt as though, I'm going to have to start all over again. I'm going to have to start all over again. What am I going to do? And so I actually was sending a voice note over to them, and I had shared this perspective, and I was like, ooh, I think I need to make a whole ass podcast about this because it's such a huge perspective shift. So if you're in a situation where you feel, I want to start creating passive revenue, I want to start coaching, I want to start educating, I want to share my knowledge, I want to get more clients, I want to do this. However, my thought process is I don't have a huge audience. And that is the holdup. That's actually almost 90% of the reason why people don't sign up for my program. 90% is that they feel that they have to build an audience first. And I always say, no, because we have to get your messaging down first. And we actually support them with the messaging and also the social media posts of being able to grow their audience and making sure they have the right audience. Because it's not about having a big audience. It's about having a right audience, right? So here is what I voice noted over to him. I had said, hey, I want you to close your eyes and imagine just for a moment that you're standing outside of your door and you have 100 people that walk up to you, 100 people standing right in front of you. And they say, hey, I want to come on in. I want to come to your house. That's a lot of people to invite into someone's house, 100 people living, breathing, all the personalities, all of that. But these 100 people want to hear what you have to say. They want to learn from you. They want to grow from you, right? Would you say instead, no, I need 2,000 people. I need 10,000 people standing in front of me. That would be a lot of people to let into your house, wouldn't it? That'd be a lot of people, right? So if you think about having 100 people that are wanting to learn from you, wanting to grow from you, getting all of that perspective, that knowledge, and let's just say 30 of them purchase your $500 program. That's a lot of impact. That's a lot of people, right? So that is the perspective that I want you to take. A lot of times what ends up happening is we think about, okay, I need to have a huge audience to be able to make massive impact. I want you to imagine instead of the vanity metrics of, okay, well, if I have 10,000 people, then I'll be, then I'll be ready to go. Then I'll be ready. No, because at the end of the day, I have seen people with hundreds of thousands of followers, but making very little from sales. And it's because they don't have the right audience. They have a collection, they have a lot of people, but no one is resonating with that. This has everything to do with like how I teach about messaging too, that we get so niche and we get so dialed in that it's like you're talking to one person. And when we talk to that one person and you create that magnet so strong that it speaks to the right people. You will never say the wrong thing to the right people, but you will say the wrong thing to a lot of people if they are not listening. It won't resonate with them. It won't resonate with them, right? Because if you're speaking to everybody, you're speaking to nobody. So I don't want you to think that a small audience is less impactful. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but they say that 1,000 true fans is all you need to build a multi six-figure, seven-figure business. And I 100% believe that, 1,000 true fans. Because I can tell you, the second I launch something, I know exactly who's going to buy. I know my people. I know who it's right for. And I don't, just because I have, you know, I do have a very large audience, but at the end of the day, I know my people. I know their names. I know all about them. I know my people. The people that are always in my DMs, the people that are in my communities, the people that are inside my programs, like I know them. I know how to help them, right? And it's okay. We all start from somewhere. I was telling my client, I was like, we all started from zero. But imagine if we all stopped because we felt like it wasn't enough, right? So even if you're starting with 5 fans, 10 fans, 20 fans, 100 fans, it's still a lot of people. And the moment you start to get to know them and connect with them and deeply understand them, I cannot tell you how many of my clients will tell 5 of their friends, you have to come work with her. You have to come work with her. You have to come work with her. And then your community gets bigger and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And it's beautiful. So this is your reminder to never let a perceived small audience stop you from making impact and taking action. Because people are listening. Your voice is meant to be heard. And once we get that messaging down and we get all of that aligned, they can't help but listen. They can't help it. And then we start adding the strategy of communication, and it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and more vibrant. And all of a sudden, you've got people buying from you left and right. You've got people buying from you left and right. Here's the thing. I'm going to give you an example. If you don't know, like if you're on your social media account right now and you don't know the name of the person that you believe is going to, the first name of somebody that you know would be a dream fit for your programs or your offerings or your products, then I would highly advise digging deeper into your communication and your connection with your audience. Because I could tell you right now, 5 names off the top of my head of people that have not purchased from me, but I know that they're a perfect fit. They are the perfect fit. I know about their jobs. I know about their families. I know all about them. So that's the thing about community building. It's really knowing your people. And it's not about a vanity metric. It's not about, oh, I have to have 10,000 people on my page. Mm-mm. I've seen people with 200 followers making 6 figures. I have seen people not have social media accounts and make a lot of money. So just know that the possibilities are endless, that you are on the right path. And so how does this all play into passive revenue? How does this all play into passive revenue? Well, first and foremost, your audience, whether you're doing organic traffic or not. So for example, I'm going to be within the next probably 4 to 5 months start using paid ads. But I have used all organic traffic since January to August, and we've generated almost 1 million in revenue. And that's all organic. And that's all messaging. That was all strategy and mindset and manifestation. And guess what? I only had one team member. I had coaches, but they weren't doing anything. So the majority of the work was done for me. And I only worked maybe 30 hours a week at most. And so you can imagine now this was all community building. This was all getting connected to the right people, knowing my messaging. So how does this have to do with passive revenue is that the majority of that almost $1 million in revenue in 8 months of organic traffic, organic, not ads, is that I didn't always have a big following. And the truth is that I can tell you probably only a fraction of those thousands and thousands of people are paying attention to my page. And then only a fraction of those are communicating with me. And then only a fraction of those are actually, you know, purchasing. And the people that I talk to all the time, those are the people that we build relationships with. Those are the people that tell their friends, and those are the people that do that. So when it comes to passive revenue, it has everything to do with your messaging and deeply understanding your person, deeply understanding your student. And this is what we work on inside of our programs, just to ensure that we have that foundational component, those foundational things that get you off the ground. Because most likely when I start working with people and we're starting to position their businesses to create passive revenue, we have to build from the ground up. We have to make sure that we have that messaging right, that we know who we're talking to. And then from there, what we end up doing is we get super crystal clear. Like, they know exactly what that person is running from, running towards, what they believe is that they're giving up or having to sacrifice to get there. They know exactly why, how to speak to those things that they're not true. They come up with their own methodologies, their own way of getting them to reach that. And then from there, then that's how we build out our pillars and our social media plan. And then we come up with our freebies and get started with our email sequences and really supporting people outside of social media and building an email list, because that is a lot of where sales will come from, is off of organic, not just on social media. And also, just a fun fact with your social media is, I'm going to give you a little strategy thing right now, is if you are not utilizing your stories with a specific strategy, you are missing out. You are missing out. And I'm going to tell you why. Because your stories are not for growth. That's what your visibility funnel, that has everything to do with what you're posting, you know, reels, carousel, things like that. But when it has to do with your stories, those are the people that are watching. Those are hot, warm leads. Those are people that are listening and ready. And that is the perfect place to talk about your offers nonstop. The best piece of advice I was ever given was, do not shut up about what you offer and how you help. Sound like a broken record. It's okay. Because some people just need to know what you do. And if you don't talk about what you do or what you offer or your programs or how they help or who's winning inside of them, then how are people going to know that they're the right fit for them? So use your stories with a specific strategy to get people to, from warm leads to your email list, to your podcast episodes, to your blog posts, if you do blog posts, to your free masterclasses, to your email list, like that, to purchase low ticket investments. Like, I just launched yesterday, just through my stories. Actually, I think I did send out an email. But the sales come from my stories and my email list. And that's because those are the people that I'm talking to all the time. Those are the people that know me. I have a specific strategy that I use for that. And I launched yesterday my mystery sales vault, which is 6 hours of sales education, strategy education, mindset, and manifestation, all in one. And they're all the most potent things from my actual courses, my three signature courses. I plucked them out and I was like, hey, I'm going to put them in here and you can get it for 50% off, because I want people to experience potent education without having to invest in all of the education if they're not ready to. So I launched that yesterday. I had like 20 people buy just from my stories. And now 20 people get to enjoy my education, get actionable change. And if you're interested in it, I will actually pop that down into the show notes below, just so you can have that. Because here's the reality of what's inside of there. It will change your life. I don't say that lightly. I don't. I don't. It's got strategy, sales, literally how to overcome objections, how to sell in your stories, all of it. Oh my God, such good stuff. I was actually rewatching yesterday. I was like, damn, this shit's good. I'm so excited for people to have this. Yes. So when it comes to your audience size, when it comes to passive revenue, we're talking foundational stuff first, And then from there, it's strategy, it's mindset, it's all of it. And I'm here to support you every step of the way. I will put everything in the show notes below for you. Additional ways that you can work with me, additional ways that you can learn from me, additional free resources. And because at the end of the day, I am on a mission to help as many freedom-seeking fempreneurs make a shit ton of money, come back home to their birthright of being wildly wealthy, feel really, really good in their business, have a business that is life-giving and not life-draining. And at the end of the day, I just want you to feel fulfilled and loved and important, and you have a light that needs to be shining brighter. Okay? So, sending you so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.